Like I said, I mean, this is basketball. Anything is possible. You know, so that's what we're going to go into the last game thinking. If we win, we can make the playoffs. So, you know, this game is very important for us, and obviously, you know, we want to go to the playoffs. So, you know, I always believe that we can make it to the playoffs, you know. So this is our chance, and, you know, we just have to take advantage of it. Okay, we do need a little help, but I can't control that. I only can control what happens here in our locker room.
Pues esto es baloncesto, todo puede pasar. Y la verdad es que sí, llegamos a la última jornada y si ganamos todavía tenemos nuestras hipótesis de llegar al playoff. Sabemos que no dependemos solo de nosotros, necesitamos un poquito de ayuda, pero eso no lo podemos controlar. Hay que ganar nuestro partido y ya veremos lo que pasa.
Es una pena que es al final ya cuando queda una jornada y ahora el equipo se encuentra bastante bien en lo deportivo y sobre todo en la racha de victoria.
Now that we will play our last game of the season, and it's probably the best moment of the team. You think we should need a little more games to keep going with our?
Yes. I mean, I feel like yes. But that, you know, that's basketball. That happens. Everything happens for a reason. But yes, I mean, you know, we at the best point, you know, of our season right now, like feeling wise. I feel like at the beginning we had a good stretch as well, something similar. But, you know, it's a good feeling, especially at the end, especially what happened last year. You know, at the end of the season, we didn't have, you know, really good feeling. So this year is different. And, yes, of course, I want to keep playing, you know, because when you have this feeling, you just want to keep playing. You want to keep playing. But, you know, unfortunately, this is – I don't want to say the last game because I really believe if we win, you know, I've seen some strange things happen in ACB, so – but yeah, of course, you know, we got to keep this feeling. Like Coach said, you know, we've taken this training really hard. You know, this last game is like a championship game for us, so we just got to stay focused.
Sí, bueno, no me gusta decir que este será nuestro último partido. Pues si todavía ganamos ahí, tenemos posibilidades de llegar a los playoffs. Y bueno, como he dicho antes, esto es baloncesto y ya. Creo que el inicio de temporada tuvimos también buenos momentos y bueno, ahora es mejor terminar bien la temporada porque la última temporada, los últimos partidos, el último partido no nos ha dejado buenas sensaciones y ahora que sí que estamos con buenas sensaciones, obviamente no nos gustaría seguir jugando, pero bueno, hay que estar concentrado para este partido y sí, no quiero pensar que pueda ser el último partido porque todavía podemos llegar a los playoffs. What changed on the team on the last few games we played? Just the arrival of Christios and Danilo Nikolic or other factors that changed?
I mean, it's a lot of factors. Like I said, it's just bad and good luck. Seriously, basketball is an up and down sport. Of course, the two guys are very good players, but we also had very good players previous too. It was just, you know, bad timing. Like I said, at the beginning of the season, we had a stretch where we had the same like we're doing now. So just timing, and you know, the luck of the basketball. You know, I feel like that's basketball. That's just the way it is. So.
Pues yo creo que hay muchos factores. Claro que Danilo y Chris son muy buenos jugadores, pero ya teníamos también buenos jugadores. Así que creo que es todo una cuestión de timing y, bueno, como siempre digo, en baloncesto todo puede pasar.
Hablaba de factores. ¿Y qué factores se tienen que dar para que el equipo pueda tener opciones de ganar al Barça y tener esas opciones también de meterse en playoff?
¿Qué factores tienen que quedarse?
Sí. ¿Qué tiene que sucederse o qué tiene que hacer el equipo?
Get embarrassed. So, but for me, this is, and I think for everybody too, this is a great opportunity. Like, you want to play against the best, you know, you want to beat the best. So, I don't think, I mean, this is motivation for me. Like, I can't wait till we play them, you know. And, you know, I mean, if you love basketball, if you love the sport, this is the games you want to play for. You know, you got something on the line, you play against Barcelona, you know, eyes are going to be on the game. So, not just me, everybody, we're just ready, you know, motivated. And we know that we have to play hard because it's Barcelona, you know, so.
Sí, creo que Barcelona será seguramente uno de, bueno, si no es el mejor, será uno de los dos mejores equipos en Europa ahora mismo. Y, bueno, en este tipo de partidos no necesita motivación, estamos todos motivados y sabemos que tenemos que estar muy enfocados y concentrados y que hay que jugar a un nivel muy alto. Y sabemos que hay mucha gente que seguramente estará atento al partido y hay que dar el máximo.
Pues ha venido bien que el Barça llegue a este partido sin jugarse nada, porque ya va a ser primero.
Is it good for our team that Barça at this moment, well, doesn't need a win? I mean, it's already first on the, on our league. You think it's good?
I mean, I like if when I first get to the ACB, I would say yes. Now, no. You know, Barca and Madrid. You know, they have a high, like us. I feel like we have a high standard, like Barca and Madrid. You know, they don't want to, you know, especially with the coach they have. The coach is furious, and I don't think he will let them, you know, walk into the game like this. But it's normal, you know, basketball. When you don't have nothing to play for, sometimes you do. But we're not focusing on that because, I mean, we still have to go out there and play ball. And they have 15, 16 players on a roster that can play, you know, at a high level. So we're not focused on that. And I don't know if that will be a factor. Maybe it would, maybe it not. You know, because I mean, it's basketball, and it's only normal for people to relax when it's nothing to play for. But you know, we can't go into the game like that. We have to go into the game, you know, thinking that we have to win.
Cuando llegué a ACB te diría que sí, pero hoy te digo que no. Sabemos que equipos como Barça, Madrid tienen, bueno, un nivel tan alto que, bueno, cuando llegas a este tipo de partidos, aunque a veces te puedes relajar un poquito, pero seguramente que eso no va a pasar y nosotros no podemos pensar, no podemos ir al partido con ese tipo de pensamiento. Y bueno, y ellos tienen como 15, 16 jugadores que juegan a un nivel muy alto y nosotros no tenemos que estar enfocados en nuestro trabajo y intentar hacer lo mejor posible.
Este segundo año aquí en Murcia, ¿cómo valoras tu temporada?
It's your second here. Here in Murcia, how do you evaluate your season?
Okay. I feel like I have never like oh man, went into a season like at the end and said like I played perfect. Definitely some things that I look back on and just, you know, hit myself like, man, you know, like you said, like at this time, you know, we're clicking. And I feel like before, you know, some games that, you know, I feel like, I mean, I don't want to put the blame all on me, but I feel like if I did more, we can win a couple of games. So, yes, I mean, we wouldn't even be in this situation right now. We'd be in the playoffs. It's like I can think right now, five or six games, we're just like, come on, why? How? You know, so. I mean, but that's basketball. That's basketball. So if I had to evaluate my season, I'd say it was okay. I feel like I can do better. I feel like I can do better, though.
Pues lo que puedo decir es que, bueno, fue una temporada, diría, regular, que no fue mi mejor temporada y, bueno, tuvimos altos y bajos en esa temporada. Y, bueno, si pensamos que con 4 o 5 partidos más en que todos podríamos haber jugado un poquito mejor y estaríamos en playoffs, pero bueno, eso es baloncesto, como ya te he dicho. Y bueno, no, seguramente no fue mi mejor temporada y podría haber hecho un poquito mejor en algunos partidos.
¿Te gustaría continuar?
Do you like to keep going on Murcia?
Of course, of course. Like I said, this is a family team, and I'm a family guy. So of course, I'd like to keep going on. You know, we're talking now, and you know, they really want me to focus on, you know, this game before we, you know, kind of advance talks. But you know, I love it here. I love it here. It's a family. You know, everybody is like my family here. You know, and this team. You know, it's a lot different from other teams. You know, I've been on some great teams. Don't get me wrong, but from players being great and also the management being great, that's very rare, you know, to find. You know, since I've been playing, so.
Sí, me gustaría, sí, es un equipo, es como una familia y eso a mí me cae muy bien y yo ya he jugado en muchos, en grandísimos equipos, pero que tú puedas tener estos dos factores como muy buenos jugadores y un buen ambiente también, pues eso es raro y lo valoro mucho aquí, estar aquí, me gustaría seguir aquí.